And the hindrance of ill will, this is, we feed it, nourish it by attending to those things that bring up sort of resistance and that we say we bump up against, we don't like, it's there. That we feel obstructed by, and then that sort of moves into irritation, aversion, ill will, anger. So that to recognize, and then so that to be turning attention to the things that are that nourish the sense of sort of acceptance or a softness, a gentleness, and so that the qualities of loving kindness, of compassion, of sympathetic joy, of equanimity, these are the qualities of mind that are there's not that sense of there's a quality of acceptance. There's not that sense of aversion, irritation, that sense of resistance, not wanting, pushing up against something. It's more of an inclusive quality. It's bringing in, a gathering in, and that. Is attenuates the hindrance of ill will, so that there's these different ways to hold the mind, depending on the sort of the predominant mood of the mind, so that if the if the mood of the mind is one of desire and the hindrance of desire, sensual desires coming up, then you actually you put up resistance. You turn attention to something that is sort of blocking the flow of desire. Whereas that if the underlying sort of mood of the mind, that kind of tone, is one of aversion and ill will, irritation, then you want to be nourishing the quality of acceptance, of gathering in. So you have to recognize clearly, what's the state of the mind? What's it being conditioned by? Because if we don't do that, then we tend to, say, operate from our preferences, or our ideals, so that either the mind sort of, well, I like this kind of feeling of acceptance and gathering in, and this sense of warmth, appreciation. But then, if the mind keeps going to sensuality, then it gets trapped in that. It gets caught by it. Remember one time there was a monk who I knew, and he out of kind of idealism. He just kept using the say like objects of unattractiveness and the contemplations of the body, contemplations of death, and is just getting more and more morbid, and he by nature he was an aversive type, He was very sharp, aversive, abrasive, and it made him even more so. And you know, he really would didn't he didn't he you know, he just thought that that say contemplations and cultivation of the nourishing of loving kindness and compassion was really for, you know, wasn't for him, but that was really what should have been cultivated. And so that's, you know, what one's attending to is that which really, you know, supports and nourishes wisdom and awareness, those bright qualities of mind, when the mind is able to be attentive and steady. So that this understanding, you know, using our time in meditation to really contemplate, well, what is the conditioning factor in the mind? What's pushing the mind to it, into its either it wholesome states of mind or that which are unskillful, unwholesome. Trying to understand the underlying hindrance or the strength that we should be cultivating, those cultivation of the, you know, say, of loving kindness, of compassion.